First time Jim O'Donnell and I did radio, I think, was a couple of years ago when Jim brought it up and we decided to mark the anniversary of the death of our mutual friend, Tim Weigel. That was this week, wasn't it, Jim?
Rick, it was 20 years ago this week.
Jesus, I'm getting too old. It just, you know, we do this to basically remind you there are a lot of you out there who never saw Tim and didn't know him, and he was one of the great, not just a great broadcaster, he was one of the great people that I think Jim and I have ever, ever known. You have, and he would be loving this story, the Bears going to move out to take over Arlington Park Racetrack and
yes,
build a stadium?
Yes, they're calling a press conference at 9 o'clock tomorrow morning to say it's all done, and it's all because of everything I've written.
Yes, of course it is. Of course it is. You did. One of the last things you wrote was a certain governor of this state is going to have to get very, 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 very deeply involved in this if it happens at all. What do you think the chances are of that, Jim? You and I have lived through all manner of, trial toy balloons on all manner of, we don't want to play here, the taxes are too high. You know what I mean? I know you know what I mean.
Absolutely. And you know, Rick, if you were asking for a percentage or something like this, I'll fall back on one of the great axioms about probabilities. It happens or it doesn't. That strip it to its core, and that's it.
I mean, I remember, I know Dick Duchess, who I know you know too, the man who owns and who rebuilt Arlington Park and who has been sort of struggling to get that place to work, wanted slot machines, wanted other things. I think Arlington's a beautiful place. I don't have to live there, but I think it's a beautiful place, and I know it's obviously, you know, you're a racetrack fan. It's an important place to you, but the fate of the place itself is really under clouds.
I think, Rick, obviously, horse racing in Illinois is dying.
Yeah.
Horse racing nationally, except for a few epicenters that will be forever, is dying. We do have this regional icon. Its current owner, Churchill Downs Incorporated, is selling it. Now it becomes a question of what happens next. It would take an extraordinarily passionate, deep-pocketed horse racing person to keep it going as a racetrack.
Yeah.
So now you do have 326 acres, and as you've said, this was first a story in 1975.
Yeah, yeah.
When George Halas was talking to Mayor Jim Ryan in the village of Arlington Heights, Halas really wanted to get a deal done. And he was torpedoed by financing. And then in the subsequent 46 years, there have been this recurring tsunamis coming up about it. Now we come to this one.
Mm-hmm. Do you think... I just don't see the McCaskies having what it takes to pull this off. I don't know financially at all, but you would have outrage in certain quarters. I think misplaced outrage, frankly. As if they need to be in Chicago to be called the Chicago Bears. You know what you probably need here, Jim O'Donnell, the Daily Herald Sports and media columnist and great friend, is better owners in general, don't you think?
Okay, let's spin off that line.
Yes.
You have the family matriarch in her late 90s.
Yes.
And let's acknowledge your point.
Mm-hmm.
You do need more resourced, visioned ownership. What two events could be meeting at an incredibly timed intersection?
Uh-huh. Yeah, no kidding. No kidding. No kidding. I wish someone would have come up with enough... if someone buys... not the Bears. If someone buys that sort of large, stunning piece of land, I would love to know if they even thought about buying the Tribune Company. You know what I mean? Someone with a few $100 million to toss away. I know you as a newspaper man have got to feel a sort of jolt at what's happened recently in the exodus of people from that paper, don't you?
Rick, I have to tell you, and you know, you and I have been pals for an awful long time.
Yeah.
Each buyout this week, and I have no connection
sure.
to the Tribune. Each buyout is like a little ping to my heart. You know, and although, and you know those people so well. These are absolute triple-A list, major league people. They are the sort of people who should be writing for a legacy big league paper in a major league global market,
man.
Like yourself. Thank God for a few of the remainers, like, in my opinion, Chris Jones, Paul Sullivan, you could name others.
Sure.
But these people who have left this week, these are just fantastic journalists.
Yeah, yeah. It hurts.
What do you? What? How does it affect you?
I'm not sure yet.
No. I don't mean mechanically.
Oh, it hurts. One of the things, though, for me, Jim, is I have lived through this sort of. I lived through the death of the Daily News. That when they didn't just say, "Okay, we're going to let five people go," they said, "We're gonna throw the paper in a garbage can." So I think that gave me very early on. I'd only worked for the paper for 6 months. It gave me a kind of, if this makes any sense, it gave me a kind of immunity to the sadly frequent bloodbaths that have taken place since. I could not even tell you how many times, and I have lived through, well, we're offering buyouts and who wants to go, and you're always kind of surprised at the depth of talent that goes. I frankly wouldn't know what to do if I didn't write for a newspaper. Seriously.
You know, if we go back 50 years,
yep.
when you and I were lads, we
yes.
had four dailies.
Yeah. Yep.
We had the Trib, the Sun-Times, the Daily News, and the American, which morphed into Chicago Today. Tell me your opinion. Of the four potential deaths of any, two of which did die, the Daily News most significantly shifted the options of coverage in Chicago.
No question.
Tell me why.
Tell you why?
Yeah.
Well, because I like I always love the notion of a afternoon newspaper too that would be delivered in the afternoon. And the thing about the Daily News had one of the great foreign bureaus across. I'll tell you a quick story, Jim. When the Daily News the day before it folded formally, March 4th, 1978. I took a cab from my house down to the paper, and the cab driver is talking about, well, you know, that you work, as he's pulling into the loading dock, he says, now, sir, I hope you work for Sun-Times and still have job. And I said with some amount of pride, no, I don't. I work for the Daily News. And so I gave him a few bucks, whatever the fare was, and he got out of the cab, walked around to my back door, opened the door, and with tears in his eyes, gave me this money back and says, I hope you find another job. That's what the Daily News meant to, I think, a portion of Chicago. It's a little romanticized. I'm sorry, Jim, but that was it for me.
But Rick, if you, and I was merely a consumer of the Daily
yeah.
News in my early 20s.
Mm-hmm.
It had such vibrancy. It had such tone
yeah.
for the realities of the city.
Mm-hmm.
It had great season talent. It had Royko in his absolute prime.
Yep.
It had younger fellas like you. Tim was there mm-hmm. from until what, mm-hmm. 1975 when
mm-hmm.
he went to MAQ and everything. That death really hurt.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it really was. Well, certainly for me, it hurt, but I think it hurt across the board. And I think, you know, it was always considered, called, and always live up to it, the writer's paper. I mean, that is a place where Carl Sandburg worked as the movie critic. If you can imagine that. You know who his favorite actor was? It's an astonishment. Rin Tin Tin. He thought Rin Tin Tin, I know, thought Rin Tin Tin was the greatest actor. He wrote, you know, and these are silent films, most of them. And really kind of amazing. You're still having fun in the newspaper business, aren't you, Jim O'Donnell?
You have fun when something like this bears Arlington Park. You know, because, Rick, in the old days, and you knew this.
Yeah.
If you wrote something, there was that delicious anticipation of getting the paper in your hands seeing what you wrote.
Oh yeah, oh yeah.
And then when you hit the horse latitudes and you're just grinding it out, that's one thing. Then when something energizing comes along where you are trying to put together a mosaic and you're trying to beat other people doing it,
mm-hmm.
that energizes you.
Yep, yep.
And that's
yep.
where we are in this whole thing.
It's something, Jim O'Donnell. You got to come in here. They don't let guests in the studio anymore. You know, you and I should just sit down and talk for 2 hours about Chicago and friends we've known and friends we've had and friends we continue to have. I think it would be a lovely thing. It's always.
I think it'd be fantastic, and I think it'd be great hearing about the Doors at the Auditorium Theater. And Morrison kept his pants on.
Yes, he did. Yeah, maybe we should just do a podcast or something where you can say and talk about anything. Jim, it's always a pleasure to talk to you, and it's an equal pleasure to read you too in the Daily Herald Sports and Media, especially when he goes after media. Jim, take care of yourself.
Rick, thank you so much.
My pleasure. My pleasure. Take care. And all of you people out there, too, take care of yourselves. One of these days, the city will really open up and someone will be in the studio and we'll look at them. You know, Krista and Ben and Brett. I know. I had it. Krista's going, Brett's his name. You guys keep me going, but one day there'll be another person in here. We won't know what to make of it. Thank you all for listening. Next week I'll take on news from the Tribune and what's going on with that place. In the meantime, be well, be safe, take care.